Easter, Week 5, Thursday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Proclaim his triumph, heaven and earth, for Christ is risen, as he said, the crucified, the living God, who dwelt 3 days among the dead. Christ died for us in bitter shame, but now he lives in power and might. His fire unquenched, his vital flame, fills all the world with joy and light. The uncreated Father prays, his living and unconquered Son, who with the Spirit reigns supreme, triumphant Trinity in one. O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia. Psalm 56. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storm of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia. The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia. A Canticle from Jeremiah 31. O nations, hear the word of the Lord. Proclaim it to the far-off coasts. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and guard him as a shepherd guards his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, has saved him from an overpowering hand. They will come and shout for joy on Mount Zion. They will stream to the blessings of the Lord, to the corn, the new wine, and the oil, to the flock of sheep and the herds. Their life will be like a watered garden, they will never be weary again. Then the young girls will rejoice and will dance, the men, young and old, will be glad. I will turn their mourning into joy, I will console them, give gladness for grief. The priests I will again fill with plenty, and my people shall be filled with my blessings. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia. God is here, our God, for ever and ever. Alleluia. Psalm 47. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city, God, in the midst of its citadels, has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once, they were astounded, dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarsus. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled, Mount Zion rejoices, the people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Sion, walk all round it, count the number of its towers, review all its ramparts, examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God for ever and always, it is He who leads us. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God is here, our God, for ever and ever. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 8. If Christ lives in you, then although the body be a dead thing in virtue of our guilt, the Spirit is a living thing by virtue of our justification. And if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised up Jesus from the dead will give life to your perishable bodies too, for the sake of His Spirit who dwells in you. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake He died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us offer our prayer to Christ, who rose from the dead and is living always in his church. Lord, stay always with us. Lord, you triumphed over sin and death, be present in our midst with your eternal life. Lord, stay always with us. Come to us with your untiring strength, and reveal in our lives the loving kindness of God. Lord, stay always with us. You alone can reconcile people and create a new spirit within them. End the conflicts which divide our world. Lord, stay always with us. Deepen our faith in your final victory. Let us find strength in the hope of your coming. Lord, stay always with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, we were sinners, and your grace made us holy. We were without hope, and you filled us with joy. Stand by us in your saving work, and stay with us in your gifts of grace. May we never fail to persevere in the holiness that comes from faith. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.